Avalanche forecast for Saturday, the 7th of February 2026. A treacherous avalanche situation will persist. The snowpack remains prone to triggering. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Avalanches can as before be released easily. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution, especially on steep west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline as well as in areas close to the treeline. Avalanches can penetrate down to the ground and reach medium size. The avalanche-prone locations are sometimes covered with new snow and are therefore difficult to recognize. Whomping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack serve as an alarm indicating the danger. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. Individual natural avalanches are still not entirely ruled out. This applies in particular along the border with Carinthia and in neighboring regions. As a consequence of warming during the day and solar radiation, individual loose snow avalanches are possible. And now the snowpack. The new snow and wind slabs of the last few days are lying on surface hoar, in particular on wind-protected shady slopes. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies in particular on west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline as well as in areas close to the treeline. The snowpack will be moist at low altitude. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.8, surface hoar blanketed with snow. The tendency for Sunday, the 8th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.